Blog Talk Radio.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace, family. Collective Minds Radio. Welcome back. We're back in the building. It's Brother Kev with Roger Star and my brother Mufasa Ra. What's up, y'all?
Hotel.
All right, everybody.
All right, how was everybody week? What's going on? How y'all feeling?
Hey, I'm feeling energized. Go ahead, Sister Rod, you want to go in or you want me to go in?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good myself. I always just try to look at every day as a blessing and recognize the reward and getting up every morning. But yeah,
that's right.
It's all up there.
All right, yeah, it's a beautiful day around these parts. It's about 82 degrees, the wind blowing, you know, so it's definitely a good day. And we're talking about a good topic today. Y'all know this is one of my favorite topics, which is racism. But before we get started, do y'all got any announcements y'all want to share with the family?
I don't have any. No announcements.
Your boy Mufasa Ra, I guess I'll make an announcement. I know as this month has been going on that I've been hanging a lot with my fellow brothers from the NOI, and I just want to make an announcement to them. Shout out for the month of Ramadan. You know, they doing their fast this month where they only eat and drink when the sun is not out, so... I wish them brothers and sisters well with their Ramadan, and that they get some inspiration through this fasting. Because, you know, even people who ain't of the Muslim belief system, people say when they fast, they, you know, they get something out of it. It give you discipline. Some people have, you know, a lot of spiritual things that occur and go on with them, and they get visions and get empowered through fasting. So shout out to my brothers at the NOI. With Ramadan.
Indeed. Shout out to the Muslim brothers on that Ramadan fast. And I got a quick announcement just in the realm of hip-hop, which y'all know, you know, that's one of my loves is hip-hop. So this week in hip-hop, looks like Pusha T came out with a very personal diss track against young Drake this week. And so much so, Drake had to put out an apology, because on his cover art, if those that haven't seen it, there's a picture of Drake in blackface. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, you know, got up in arms. They say it was a picture from high school or when he was younger, and maybe he was doing a movie or doing a photo shoot for some reason. But when Pusha T put that as his album cover art or artwork, that forced Drake to issue a press release basically explaining what the blackface was about. So with that, you know, if you didn't respond in a song, I'm thinking, you know, for me, it's 2-1 Pusha. I'm going to just put that out there.
What did he say it was all about? I didn't even hear his explanation.
Yeah, he said it was about... basically, he was doing a photo shoot. It was to bring awareness to how black people are treated in the media and in Hollywood, you know, with certain images and, you know, how you got to coon and shuck and jive a lot of times. So that was basically the message what he was saying. He was just trying to get a point across. And one of his photographer homies, you know, they came up with the idea to shoot it like that. So,
informed, bro.
Yeah, so, you know, I just thought the whole beef thing was pretty interesting. And who knows if Drake will come back or he may just tap out and just say it's a wrap.
He should, because that was a dumb move. You know, I would say that was a misinformed move. Because what I'm just going to start realizing, don't do nothing that's going to make yourself look like a fool and demoralize you. Even if, you know, I know you feel like you're trying to make a point, but you can make a point without demoralizing yourself. You know what I'm saying? And make yourself look like an idiot. And we just got to teach each other that.
This is fact.
So
this
we
is
just
fact.
Came to, yeah, and I want to, I did forget y'all, another announcement is that yesterday, Minister Louis Farrakhan lost his eldest son, Louis Farrakhan Jr. So he was 60 years old. He passed in his sleep. So we want to send our condolences to Louis Farrakhan and his family on the loss of that family member.
Indeed, yeah. Love and light. Love and light to the Farrakhan family. Yeah, I didn't know that. You know, I didn't know that, so that's new. So, yes, love and light. You know, he made the transition. You know, peace be upon him. And may Allah be blessed with him, as they say, you know. So, without further ado, we're going to get into this hot topic, which is always a hot-button topic. And we're talking about what is racism. And this all kind of jumped off from the Roseanne Barr incident this week. For those that don't know, basically she put out a tweet and she was kind of going at one of Obama advisors, which is a black woman named Valerie Jett. And she tweeted, you know, something to the effect that Valerie Jett looks like a combination between the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes. And it caused a firestorm. You know, people got upset. I think Wanda Sykes, which is another black woman comedian, she was like an advisor, a writer on the show. She immediately came out and was like, you know, I'm not returning to the show. You know, a few more blocks start falling, then ABC canceled the show. You know, this all happened within 24 hours. So ABC pulled a plug on the show, which was doing good from what I heard, by the way. You know, as far as ratings and numbers, it was doing good, but ABC pulled the plug on our show and said that her tweet was, you know, despicable and they can't have that type of behavior, so on and so forth. So that sparked this particular conversation on racism. So as we get into it, we want to ask, you know, the Collective Minds host, because we got to start with a definition of racism. You dig what I'm saying? So if y'all have you know, a working definition, let's go ahead and hear it. I guess we got to ride the star first. If you have you got a working definition of racism?
Well, I can pull it up to be more accurate, but basically it's just to when you discriminate against another race is based off of their race or culture. But I can ask this later. So that's what I think racism is in a nutshell. You know.
Wait, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you, Roger. So I'll say that one more time because I didn't hear it.
To discriminate against another race just because of their color, you know, culture things to play a part. So if you just form an opinion based off of I would say a negative opinion, but I'm going to ask this question later. I had already asked Brother Kevin yesterday, but just to form an opinion, just sum up a particular race. I know it gets a little bit deeper than that because I know a lot of people, and we've discussed this before, about how certain races can't be considered a racist because of the application of white supremacy and how if you can't affect another race, you know. So I know it can get a little bit deeper, but that's about it.
Okay, yeah, let me add to it because she started it off on the right path. But we're going to add to that. You know, racism, prejudice, discrimination directed against someone of a different race. And I'm going to add on based on the belief that one's own race is superior. So when I look at what Roseanne said, I look at it as disrespectful, you know, ignorant. But to me, I mean, my opinion is what she said wasn't based on the belief that her race is superior. She basically was just playing the dozens. And I'm going to say, because I have to be in my own truth here, when she said the lady looked like the Planet of the Apes, I looked it up and compared it, and I immediately started laughing. I'm sorry. Because I did see a similarity. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just got to keep it 100.
Keep it up. Keep it 1,000.
I was like, wow. I was like, wow, she got on that one. Ooh. But I thought it was very distasteful. It was insulting. It's just like when, like I say, people playing the dozens. I looked at it, she got on it. But it wasn't based off of, I didn't take it as she based, it was, her comment was based on saying that her race is more superior than the black race. So that's why I didn't look at it as being racist.
But do we know why she just said it? Why she just singled the lady out? Do we know that? Do we know why Roseanne said it? She just wake up one day and like, hey, you know what? Or did the lady say something to Ms. Jarrett? Was she in the press? Was she saying something? And were they conversating? Do we know why Roseanne said it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure where
it came from. Just wake up and just tweet it like,
yeah,
I mean, why was the lady on her mind?
I'm sure the lady was in the news about something which... We can try to figure that out while we're on here. I'll see what I can find out. I'm sure that's what it was. The lady was in the news about something. And Roseanne took it upon herself to crack a funny. You know how she, what she thought was a funny. And it turned around and hit her. You know, it turned around and bit her right back. You mean you would? That was something that was just an ignorant, distasteful comment. You didn't even have to make that. You know what I'm saying? That was a personal attack, you know. But like I said, in my opinion, when you look at the facts of what racism is, and like I said, racism being that you are discriminating based on the belief that your race is superior, I didn't see that. That wasn't a racist comment to me. A racist comment is saying, like, if she would have said that lady's IQ was equivalent, all black people's IQ is equivalent to that of a monkey. You know, that's more of a racist comment to me when you say, hey, we white people know how to do this or whatever race she is. We know how to do this, and this race can't do it because they're dumber than us. They're more ignorant than us. That's a racist comment. So I just looked at Roseanne's comments as being ignorant, you know, and it was personal, you know. And if it wasn't personal, you know how these comedians do. Sometimes, you know, they go too far. Even with the comedians in our race, they go, you know, overboard. Like I said, I brought this up when you had first talked about it. I mean, we talk about Trump's skin color and hair color and hairstyle. We go in on him all the time. So everybody, a lot of people go in on how you look. You know, that don't make it a racist comment. It's just how you look. You orange. So don't get mad because you orange. This is how you is. And if the lady favored the Planet of the Apes chick, hey, she just got you on that. You do look a little bit like that from the Planet of the Apes. Sorry.
Nah. That's funny. Look, I'm going to tell you why. It was definitely racist, because you got to look at the historical context of them dehumanizing us by calling us monkeys and apes. So I think Roseanne knew full well what she was doing, and she's basically saying that she is superior if she's saying the lady, she's implying that the lady looks like an ape, you know, so she's implying that she has an inferior IQ, if you want to go there, you know what I mean? Because if we're saying, you know, there's humans and then there's monkeys and gorillas and apes, and she's comparing this lady to an ape, she's basically saying that, yeah, she's superior, you know. So it was, you know, in my opinion, a racist comment. Roseanne, I think she knew what she was doing. Now, should black people be upset or should we be surprised that Roseanne's a racist? No. You know what I mean? I don't think so. I think we should have expected this. If it caught you off guard, then you haven't been paying attention, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying, to the things that's going on. But, you know, I think it was definitely racist because, like I said, we got to look at the historical context and how they use images of monkeys and used to put our faces with them to dehumanize us. That way it's easier to mistreat us. You know, basically if people think we savages, monkeys or whatever, then you can easily mistreat and, you know, abuse these people without the consciousness of, oh, I'm doing something to a human. You know what I'm saying? But I do want to get to my definition. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, but I mean, when you looked at the lady's picture, let's be real, Brother K, you mean tell me you ain't think that lady kind of favored that character from Planet Apes? See that right there, said it all. That little laugh. Yes, said it all right there.
She didn't
say her brain. She didn't say she was as dumb as a. She didn't say this lady is as dumb like a monkey from the Planet Apes. She said she looked like it.
Right.
You know, now the part about now the part about the part about the Muslim Brotherhood. I got a little lost in that part. I didn't know what she was trying to. You know, say she looked like that, and that you're just trying to say she looked like a man. And
that was her way of making sure you knew she was talking about black folks.
Exactly. Listen, Muslim is a code word for black. Let's get that straight. Let's just put that out there. Muslim is a code word for black. Or non-white. It's a code word for non-white, specifically black.
Okay, so is that lady a non-white?
Yes.
So how is that? So you just, I mean, she is what she is. She is a non-white, and she looks like that character from Planet of the Apes. She just called, she threw a stone, and it hit home. I mean, where did Roseanne lie at?
Roseanne went overboard by disrespecting. She went too far, first of all, for disrespecting the woman.
But where did she lie?
That lady, what is the Muslim mother? That lady don't look like no daughter on Planet of the Apes, man. I can't go along with it. I'm going to keep it real. I can't go along with it.
I know you just want to save your sister. I understand.
I can't go along with it. I'm going to keep it real.
Raju, you saying that too, Raju? The lady don't look a little bit like her, like the Planet of the Apes character.
What I would say is that, to me, she do. However, I do know that she wants everybody though. Everybody not gonna think she do look like her, but I do. I see it.
Right.
I do.
Yeah, I mean, so it's. I mean, so that's not a lie. I mean, she just kind of looked like it.
Well, you can't really say it's a lie or not because, to be quite honest, there will be
right,
some people
right,
that say no,
right,
she don't.
Right.
Because there will be some people that say no, she don't look like it. And
you're
they'll
right.
be serious.
Yeah, because right. I've seen
you're
plenty
right.
of pictures out of the pictures. But look,
you're
the
right.
picture that says her, and I've seen other pictures of the woman, that and she doesn't look like that. You know what I'm saying? For some reason, the one picture that pops up and that they're circulating, you know, yeah, you'd
right.
be like, yeah, she kind of look like the Planet of the Apes. But no, I've seen plenty of other pictures where, no, she clearly doesn't. You know, but I think
right.
Roseanne knew what she was doing because then she came out and said, I didn't know the woman was black. And she was like, I would have never compared a black person to Planet of the Apes. So that right there lets you know.
Interesting that she said that because that's the same thing I was going to bring up because I was saying, as I'm looking at these pictures, I'm like, in all honesty, if I had just saw this young lady or this picture, the picture that I saw, just random, no captions or nothing, I wouldn't have been like, oh, that's a black lady. It would have been further information that would have got to come to that conclusion, just off initial sight, just like I was saying about the lady in there.
Maybe that's why
the
she
prince,
said Muslim,
like,
Brotherhood. Maybe that's why
so
she
that
said
you know
Muslim,
she was that's
Muslim
what I'm,
Brotherhood.
Why?
Ahead,
because she knew she was black or she didn't know she was black?
No, because she, like you say, she don't look like she black. She looked like one of them Arab folks. So maybe that's what she was. She just went off of her look like she looked like one of them Arab people.
Right.
You know, and like
I
can say, we're basically
say she
looked
Arab to me either, though. I wouldn't necessarily
hey,
say that
like,
either,
like,
however.
That's her opinion on how she looked. I still don't look at that as being a racist comment, because it's, where is the part of her saying that the lady is inferior to her race?
She's
taught
her.
How did her comment
she's
say that?
That she's
how did her comment
that's
say that your race
inferior.
Is inferior than my race?
She's
how,
calling
how
her.
How did that comment?
Right, that's what I'm
no,
saying.
She
she's calling her
she didn't call her eight. She didn't call her eight. She didn't say she's an eight. She said she looked like an eight. See, that's the difference.
That's implying,
now,
though.
Know,
I mean, like, that's implying.
No, it's a difference when you say that person is black or that person looks black. You know, or you say that's a white person or you say that person looks white. She didn't say she's an ape. She said she looked like an ape. That is a difference.
So let me ask you this. Now, what if a white person said to you, you look like an ape? Would you think that was racist?
No, I wouldn't think it was racist. I would think it was a insult, a demeaning insult, and you want to play the dozens. So now I'm going to play the dozens back with you.
Right. Okay.
That's
now,
how
now
I look
let,
at
now,
it. That,
me,
don't think, that don't say, that ain't racist. That don't move me. I mean, I love apes and gorillas anyway, so I might look at it as a compliment.
There you go. There you go. All right, now let me. I want to give my definition of racism, and I'm gonna give two. And you kind of touched on this, Brother Mufasa, earlier. I'm gonna give two definitions. The one is just a simple definition, which racism is the belief that one's own race is superior and has the power to enforce those beliefs. See, that's the thing we're making now, because the ism on the end of racism denotes a system. You dig what I'm saying? Like capitalism, communism, all of these, the ism denotes a system. So even though you have the belief, you have to be able to enforce that belief in order, you know, for it to be functional, right? So my personal definition, though, because I believe that in a system of white supremacy, only white people can be racist. So my definition of racism is a group of people who classify themselves as white and are committed to mistreating, harming, abusing, and subjugating everyone who they say is not white. You see what I'm saying? That's why I say the only functional racism is white racism, because you can be black and you could think that the black race is superior, but if you don't have the systems in place and the power to enforce those beliefs, then it's not even functional. You dig what I'm saying? So we can't miss that part, that you do have to have the power, military backing, systems in place to enforce those beliefs. That's why it's kind of a double standard. Like y'all was saying, like black comedians go in on Trump and we may go in on white people, this and that. But everyone knows that doesn't amount to anything, because collectively as a group, we cannot control where white people live, where they go, when they get hired, loans, and all these type of things. So that's why it's different when a white person throws an insult out there, because they actually have the government and the military backing, the police backing, to actually enforce those beliefs. You dig what I'm saying? Like we've seen recently with the number of white people that has been calling the police on black people. And these are really hits that they putting out. You know what I'm saying? Because they called the police on Tamir Rice. Somebody called on Alton Sterling down in Louisiana. You know, they called the white lady called the police on the brothers, the family having a barbecue out in California. You see what I'm saying? They have a different type of backing and a different type of power structure than we have. You know, how fast do y'all think the police will come if we, in our neighborhood, if we call, hey, it's some suspicious-looking white lady outside, and we need, can y'all send somebody? You see what I'm saying? How fast are they going to come as opposed to a white lady calling, oh, it's a suspicious-looking black man out here. I need y'all to come out here. You see what I'm saying? So the power dynamics is different, and that's why a lot of people say, well, I say that the only people that can be racist is white people and under this system that we in. Because black racism, like I say, just amounts to name calling. We may call some names or say, you know, our race is superior or whatever, but we don't have the backing to enforce those beliefs, if that makes sense. Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying?
Y'all right behind you, I understand what he's saying, but separately, what does that have? How are you going to tie that in to Roseanne?
Right. So what I'm saying is basically she has the power and she has the backing to enforce those beliefs. And usually when, like I say, they use these things as far as calling us animals and monkeys as a way to dehumanize us, to ease their conscience and to, you know, because you don't want to seem too barbaric to where you're just mistreating other fellow human beings. So that way you have to make black people look like savages and monkeys. That way it's easier for you to, you know, to mistreat them or to shoot them.
I got to ask you, I mean, if you put it like that, then when she said what she said, where was her power at? Because
the power's in the word. The power's in the word.
It took her show, and she had to come back and apologize. That don't seem like a very powerful move to me. Where was the power in what she said? What power
right.
did she put down like you're saying?
Right. What the power is in the word. The power was in that tweet. By dehumanizing that black woman, that was the power. Now, what happened after that?
Right, losing that show was a consequence.
Yeah, that was just a consequence to her actions, but that didn't denote the power. The power was actually in the word and what she said. By her being a white woman, comparing another black woman to Planet of the Apes, that's her power, basically reinforcing the belief that black people are subhuman.
Or
you know,
to
and as it may be, yeah. Or,
have some sort
you know,
of relationship to
it may be, yeah, as a relationship to AIDS. And that eased the consciousness when police shoot us. That's why people be like, well, hey, they was doing such and such. You know, even though they unharmed, oh, he was selling cigarettes. So, hey, he should have been choked out. He just should have complied. You know, all these other things. But that opens the gate for them to rationalize their treatment of non-white people. So, but now, on the other hand, like I said, I don't think we should be surprised, and I don't think she should have necessarily lost her show. I think ABC is displaying some fake outrage, in my opinion, because, you know, if we talk about...
You know why they did that? Because what she did was when she dressed up as Hitler. She getting punished from that. That's all.
Possibly, yeah. Yep, that could be it,
she
too. Yeah, that could definitely be it, too.
That's
yeah,
why she lost her show.
Definitely be it. Right.
She just,
I could definitely
she just,
see that.
Unfortunately, just went a step further and did this, and they like, oh, yeah, we about to get you now. You didn't did this. So it was really, I think it strongly stems more so from what she did before. And
right.
They just, for whatever the reason was, they just probably was watching her head back. Because that's why, when you said Wanda Sykes, how she quit so easy, they was already on radar because of that. So I think that was really what done it. I think if she hadn't done that Nazi thing and then said that about her, she'll still have a show.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, yeah, I think Roger's still on or something. You know,
that's cool. I wanted to go back into the whole racism talk because, you know, I have a thought about something that concerns me. When we quick to say, you know, we make every little attack a racist or this is racism, I think we got to start being careful with that. Just like what you said about because they can have a little bit of power, or you feel like because they can back it with power, that's what make it racist or make it racism. Okay, so what happens when, at the point in time where black people got a little bit of power? So when they start pointing the fingers back saying, oh, that's racist. That's a racist comment. You know, we got to start throwing our people under the bus. Y'all gonna be cool with that too? Like when our comedians make these little jokes and they say, hey, that's racist. Are we gonna agree with that when we got power? Or are we not gonna agree with that? Did they come when we got some power? Are you going to side with white people or other people? Because I look at it, I still say, like, that's still not, that was an insulting jab. Yes, it was. But it was not the practice of racism. Because she didn't mean by saying it, even like you said, right, about the whole Hitler deal. Yeah, we add that in. But she didn't win with nothing. She lost. So
right, but look,
I just think we gotta really be careful when we say what is racism, and knowing the difference between racism and knowing when somebody just being flat out ignorant, just stupid. Them two different things.
Well, right, I got you, but I don't think she was being ignorant or stupid. But I agree with you. We do gotta determine what is racism and what's not. Like I said,
if I would have said the same comments that Roseanne said, the only reason you would have said I wasn't being racist is because I'm black.
Yes, that exactly right. Because what are you like? You there's no power behind that. You know, so
I can say it
because
I'm black.
Anti-black. Well, yeah, I mean, you can, anybody can say anything. You know what I mean?
I can
Let's
call
be clear,
a monkey-looking woman.
Yeah, and that's not racist. That would have been disrespectful. It would have been all the things that you named in that book, but that would have not been racist. Because, again,
but the white person said it.
That is
the
correct.
The white person said it is racist.
That's right.
I don't disagree.
That's just
that.
Like
the same
if you,
scale.
So if you say, but we can use that with the word nigger, though. We can use that with the word nigger. If you say it, no, it's not racist. But if a white person said it, then more than likely, yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, you know how I feel about that word.
Right.
You know how I feel about that word, so it's really hard to win with me on that one, too.
Yeah, but.
I don't
yeah,
like when none of us use.
Right, right. Because it comes down to, like I said, the power is in the word. And words are used, like I say, to manipulate the reality and express ideas. So the idea that a black woman is an ape goes to the...
No,
now
it's an ape. See? It's not
well,
is an ape.
She applied that the woman
looks like an ape.
That's the same. I mean, that's implying the same thing. That's the same thing. You putting her in the ape category. You putting her in the
ape
category.
She is ape.
Right. That's still putting in the ape category, though. Dehumanize. It's disrespectful.
So,
that's, That's disrespect.
Would you say that we come from the ape family? Are we in the same family as ape primates or whatnot? We didn't come from the great ape.
No, we didn't come from no ape, but we are primates. I'm not going there. You get what I'm saying? We are primates, and we walk on, use our legs and five fingers, and the structure is the same. But, no, we didn't come from no apes. So, no, I'm not, no. I definitely want to go there.
But, do we favor apes, though? Do apes favor us?
As far as having two eyes in the front of the head, the nose.
They favor us.
As far as lips, placement of,
Roseanne said that lady looks like apes.
Do they favor humans or do they favor black people? What are you asking?
You can pick whichever one make you happy, humans or black people. You can pick whichever one make you happy for this conversation.
Because I don't think it's not me picking. It's just what are you asking?
Right, what would you ask?
I said humans. But if you want me to say black people.
No, I don't.
I mean, if you want me to say that.
I'm just saying for the sake of the discussion,
would you want me to pick a side?
I wanted you to tell me what you said. I wanted to know what you meant. I didn't hear you. I wanted to know. I was asking, what was you saying? I'm not suggesting that you.
Right now, look, check this out. When you say favor, that can mean a number of things because, I can look at an ape and look at a human and be like, no, they look nothing alike. So favor, I'm not sure. I'm clear on that term.
I can look and say we do look alike. I can look at them and say we do look alike. I think people do look like apes. We look more like an ape than a dog.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
So, okay.
Similar
then.
As far as the placement of, the eyes and the nose and all that stuff, but as far as looking.
So is that a racist comment I just made?
No, because you just included all humans. And that's a known fact as far as, like I say, the way the head shaped and the body structure
is. When Roseanne made that comment, did she say that lady looked like apes, or did she say all black people look like apes?
Well, the lady is a black woman, because if one white person calls a black person a nigger, they may not necessarily be saying all black people are niggers or whatever. They just calling that black person a nigger, which still makes them racist. No,
that
is racist. That is racist.
Going back to what I asked, did she call one black woman an ape, or did she call all black people an ape? Did she say all black people look like apes?
I think you could argue that she was implying that,
But that's not what she said. Let's deal with what she said. Not what she implied. Let's deal with what she said. Let's just put the facts out there of what she said. And what did she say?
She said that woman looked like a cross between a Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes.
And that's not saying, she did not say that all black people look like the Planet of the Apes and the cross between the Muslim Brotherhood. She said that woman. That's not racist.
And it's racist because that's a black woman. And Roseanne even know because she tweeted that she would not have said that, even though this is her excuse, but she said she wouldn't have said it if she knew that the woman was black. So that lets you know the connotation and what they are thinking when they say these type of terms. She could have said all black women
got big butts. Is that racist? If Roseanne said all black women got big butts, is that racist?
First of all, she's saying, I mean, that's kind of hard to say. I'm going to just chalk it up and say I don't know. But I think that would be definitely stereotypical to say. You know what I'm
saying?
That would be a stereotype.
Stereotype. There you go. Not racist. Just stereotypical. That's why I say we got to be careful what we say this is this and this is that. Because that's a stereotypical comment. That's not a racist comment.
The thing is, the language is so refined now, they're not going to just blatantly, a lot of times, come out and just say racist things unless they just don't care because the words are so refined
that's
now.
That's not racist.
You got a different type of racism. No, it still can be
that's
racist.
That's not racist.
Just like
no,
if you stop. Now, you got to understand the language that they use. That's just like when they say thug. And all these other terms, these are terms to replace nigger. So we don't say nigger no more. We just call them thugs and things like that to replace the word nigger. Even though in their mind they think
have you ever met a
black
thug?
People.
Have you ever met a thug?
Depends on how you define a thug.
What's your definition of a thug?
I'm going to use Tupac definition, the hate you gave little infants. It's a result of the hate that you give to the inner city youth. That's what you get when you get a thug.
Roger, what's your definition of a thug?
I don't know. I don't really have a definition of a thug. I guess just somebody that, I guess somebody that just have a, I guess they just operating at a lower frequency. You know, they may not exercise a lot of manners and how they do and say things. Maybe you know.
If I called you up and I said, I just pulled up in your driveway and it's four thugs. Out in your driveway. Did I just make a racist comment? What? So if I say that, what's the image in your head? In your head, when I say, it's four thugs in your driveway. I just pulled up and it's four thugs in your driveway. What just popped into y'all head? Just out of curiosity.
I'm going to
be honest,
with you. Black males, some young black males. And that's the problem.
Well, surprisingly not for me.
I'm gonna keep it real.
Because I don't think the term for me thug applies to race. Not for me. I think it's an action. Like I was saying, they may not exercise manners. They may do things a little different. Maybe rolling dice on the street. You know, things like that. But I don't just like for me, although I understand when people use the N-word, I know what they're referencing to, I know where it came from and all that, but I don't personally think when I'm saying using the N-word or think the N-word that it applies to just black people. I don't think that. I understand that when it's used from a certain person, though. And I know the majority of people do associate that N-word with black. I think that's so unfortunate and shallow because I don't associate the N-word with black. I just associate with a different type of person. But I understand how society do it, but I don't do that. That's why I'm like anybody can be the N-word as far as I'm concerned. And I've seen them. And thugs, too.
That make Brother Kevin... a little racist that as soon as we said four thugs in the driveway, he just automatically knew as soon as we were talking about some four black males. Did that make him racist?
I can't be racist against my own race. How is that?
I would consider that racism.
How can you be racist against your own race?
Because I'm like,
that's not even possible.
You have black people that don't like themselves and don't like the fact that they're black and don't like black people, don't like to be associated
with
black
people. Right, but that's not racist, though. Right, but that's not racist, though, because you got to think that your own race is superior than another race. So there's no way a black person can be racist against another black person. You can be anti-black, which is the term that I use. You can hate yourself, hate black people, and be black, but you cannot be racist against other black people, because by definition, racism is thinking one's own race is superior to another. You dig what I'm saying? So I could be anti-black. I could be, you know, not like black people, hate or whatever, whatever, but I cannot be racist against black people. That's what we, you know, got to make
that distinction. I'm gonna bring it home what I was getting to. So if I said, Brother Kev, it's four thugs in your driveway, and let's just say they happen to be four black men, okay, and say at the same time, your white neighbor next door call you and say, Brother Kevin, is four thugs in your driveway. And like I said, these just happen to be four black men. So you're going to come outside and you're going to say your white neighbor was racist and I'm not. And we both said the same thing. There's four thugs in your driveway and they just happen to be four black men. But your white neighbor racist, right?
I'm going to say yes, because I'm looking at the I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to say yes, because I'm looking at the context and where he's saying it from. He's saying it from the position of a white man. So, yes, I'm going to look at that. I'm going to look at it as racist. I'm going to keep it real. I am. I'm going to look at it as that. That's a racial comment.
Roger, would you agree?
Because look, check this out. We can replace the word thug with nigga. If you was like, man, it's four niggas standing in your driveway, this and that, doing this and that, and then if the white persons came out and said, it's four niggas, Kev, in front of your driveway, yeah, I'm gonna look at that as a problem. Because see, it's the context and it's where it's coming from. It's how. But your white neighbor
apparently identified them, whatever they were activity they was doing, he identified them as being four niggas, but not you though. He never used that term against you.
Right. See,
he never used that term, but that
because
was racist.
Because I know.
But I can slide with it. I can slide with it though.
Yeah, because you black. This is why you get slapped with.
That's not right. And that's not right.
But
that's not right, y'all.
Racism not right. Racism not right. This is my point.
That's
racism
not right.
Racism is not right. It's not right.
That's why I'm going to tell you the truth. That's why I do my best not to use that word. Because if we're just going to be righteous with it and we already giving it a negative connotation, then we shouldn't be using that word unless it's to show the negativity in the person. So if you got four people that's doing some nigga activities, then unfortunately, then they some niggas.
Should white people be able to call them niggas?
No, and that's why I say even the black person who said it shouldn't say that.
Right.
Now, I will tell my white neighbor, like, hey, listen, I understand that why you use that word, this, that, but because of the history and what black people have been through and your people putting that negative term on us, I would prefer for you not to use that word. And if he said, all right, well, I apologize, you know what I'm saying? I won't look at that as he was being racist. Now, if he come out every day and look at me and say, you a nigga, and I'm tired of being around you niggas out here. And if we know that we have our definition of a nigga being something that's not productive to our society, and you just come out and call me a nigga and I'm not doing nothing in the realm of negativity, then okay, yes, you're being racist. Because you're looking at me as a nigga just based off of my skin color. You're not looking at me as a nigga off of how I behave or carry myself. Now you just calling me a nigga because my skin looks different from yours, and you feel that you are superior over me. That's what makes it racist.
Right. So here go the deal. Because from my experience, I don't think white people can tell the difference. You dig what I'm saying? They don't, like, we can tell the difference. We know the difference between, you could say, negativity and a black person. But I don't think they know the difference, and they don't care. We're all lumped in because you can have a white person that's cool and y'all can consider yourself friends, but what's the first thing they yell if y'all get into a heated argument or if y'all get mad at each other? They going to call you a nigger.
You talking about black people or white people? You said black people or white people.
No, I'm saying a white person. No, I'm saying a white person. If you have a white person that you consider cool and a friend, if y'all have ever got into a heated argument where y'all, you know, disagreed about something, the first term they yell, because they know it's going to get to you, is to call you a nigger. Whether you've been acting like a nigger or not. I'm not going to say all of them, but I would say the majority of the time when it gets heated and they want to hurl out some insults, they're going to call you a nigger if it's a black person. So
you agree with that too, right?
I don't think they...
Do you agree with that?
I don't know.
Well, you have to break it down for me a little bit more, because I do understand what he's saying. I understand what both sides are saying, you know. So
no, I was just saying, do you agree that if you get into an argument with a white person, are they going to get mad and call you a nigga? You just feel like that's the next thing they finna do. Just because they white and you black.
I try not to categorize too much, so I don't think that that's not my initial thought. That if I'm, arguing with a white person, now, if they said, "Will I be surprised?" No, I'm not gonna be like, "Oh my God, I would have never thought you would have said that." No, because I also realized that when people get mad, too, I may get called the N-word by anybody, right? By anybody. You know, so because
exactly.
They mad, they angry, you know. But I wouldn't just
exactly.
say, yeah.
And that's
expect,
why I'm saying I think
I
you'd be
expect.
Categorized. Brother,
oh,
come on, Brother
Kerry.
Brother
Kerry, yes,
be categorized.
I definitely do categorize. You know why? Because the system of white supremacy categorizes. We have all these different labels and terms for different races, which are not even concrete and not even, you know, reliable when it comes to science or biology. So, yes, I do categorize. You know what I'm saying? And that's just for the sake of understanding the type of system that we're in. Roger Starr say all the time that words are confusing, but words are also powerful, and words are used to cast spells. That's why they call it spelling. You know what I'm saying? And words are powerful, and this is the way word the pen is mightier than the sword. You dig what I'm saying? A pen is mightier than a sword. So they use words and language to control the environment. And when black people and when we dismiss a lot of languages, I think a lot of times we're missing a point. You know, we don't want to say that things are racist or racial, because I don't know why we don't want to say it, but some things, like I said, when it comes to language are obvious. If you look at the history of why things are said about certain groups of people, you know, because nobody's going to make jokes about Jews in an oven unless, you know what I mean, or something burning up about the Holocaust unless, you know, they're looking for trouble. Like, you know that that's a term that's off limits within our society to make fun of the Holocaust. But for some reason, it's okay to make fun of black people in certain instances, call them monkeys, savages, apes, or what have you, and that's cool. You know, black people shouldn't look at that as racist. But it's about respect. Now, my thing is, too, is that we should not be surprised or be getting upset, because my thing is always is, if a white person is racist, for me, that's like a dog barking or a bird chirping. You see, our feelings shouldn't be hurt. We should just expect the behavior and keep it moving and try to get on code to combat that. But by no means am I saying we should be tripping off what Roseanne is saying. Who cares what Roseanne is saying? Like, I've been knew that she was like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been knew. So I'm not saying we should be tripping off of it, but I'm saying we should recognize when we're being disrespected and try to make moves to combat or look at things, you know, at a different way so our feelings not hurt. Because we, you know, we just be looking for that good white person, and once they show up, we just, our hearts just melt. You know what I'm saying? As black people, and white people know these things, and they know how to act when they come around us, and they know a lot of us be shinning and grinning when we get around them and patronizing them and doing all these type of things. So the dynamics are there. As we grow up, we learn how to behave in certain social settings. They know how to behave around us, and we know how to behave around them. Like, this is fact. So I think we cannot dismiss a lot of terms and things that they say as not racist, because they could, like I say, they're using words and refining their terminology to trick us and basically calling us inferior without saying you're inferior. You know what I'm saying? It's a way you can call a group of people inferior without just come out saying that you're inferior to us. So, you know, that's all I be saying. Like, I do categorize, because that's the system that we're in, unfortunately. You know, we are categorized. We all lumped in with the black race, whether we like it or not. I'm talking about, you know, everybody that's on this phone. We're all lumped in with the black race. We categorize. So, you know, what does that mean? That's defined by the people who create the images and, you know, came up with these categories. What does it mean to be black in this society? You did. What does it mean to be white? It got to be some type of meaning. What does that mean? You know, that's a question for, you know, people to ponder on. What does it mean to be black? That means, it means that you can be mistreated. That means that you don't get the benefit of the doubt. That means you're always under microscope. That means you're going to get a lot of times the harshest penalty. You know, of course, a lot of this is generalizing, but 9 times out of 10, this is what's going to happen. So,
what about the things that it means to be black?
I mean, it depends on what you mean by good.
Well,
I guess you're physically, because we talked about this. I believe we had a conversation a couple of days ago. Like, you physically superior, I guess. You can sing, dance.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about yesterday when I was asking, is it still racist if you compliment a group of race? Mufasa, you there? Because I talked to Brother Kev yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to ask you. But to you, would you consider it to be racism to also compliment as an example? You may say, hey, yeah. Boy, you know those blacks, they really can sing, or they really can cook, or they really can do this or do that. Would you consider a statement like that racist? If this is
hey,
a compliment.
Say that last part again, because my line was acting up. You said it.
Okay. I was asking, would you still consider it racism or racist if somebody was to compliment a group of race, you know, categorize a group of race and compliment them, not like as an example, and they say, oh, yeah, those blacks, they sure can dance. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, those whites, they sure can.
No, I don't consider that racism. I don't consider that racism. I consider that stereotyping. That's why I say we have to be aware of what we are calling things. For me, no, that's not racist or racist. You just stereotyping that all black people can dance, and all black people can't dance. And all these, you know, you can't categorize like that. That's stereotypical when you do that. It's not racist. I just have a different
opinion of what that type of act is.
Right. What makes it racist, though, is your stereotyping based on race. You see, that makes it racist. Now, if you just stereotyping based on something else, then, you know, you can it can go either way. But when you stereotype based on race, and you're the people who are in power, so you can't leave that part out. You have to be the people that have the backing.
So you would say that was racist.
I would say that was
racist. If a white person said, oh, black people should not dance, you look at that as a racist comment.
I look at that as racist, and it's condescending. You know, to me, it's kind of condescending because it's like, no, I mean, those stereotypes, like, no. Those are physical attributes. Those are good. Don't get me wrong. That's something, you know, black people have rhythm and can move. I look at that as something spiritual and more connected to the cosmos. But I think in a way a white person would say, I would look at that as racist and condescending. For me.
You the same way with that, right? You believe the same thing?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, we got to think about it. Go ahead, buddy.
Right. Now, that's why I was asking a question, because I was just kind of on the fence with that. You know, if, like I said, if it was a compliment, you know, will people still consider it to be racist? Although, yeah, I guess it still would be, you know, but I don't know. I just try not to get so bothered.
Right. I was going to say, even the language they use to describe certain athletes and things, the language that they use, he's athletic and he's a natural, he's this, he's that. But then when it comes to white players, they'd be, oh, he's smart, his IQ is high. Just different type of language, like I said, that they may use to still denote. Because the thing is, what's being downplayed as far as black stereotypes is our intellect. You dig what I'm saying? So the physical attributes are cool, and, you know, we can run fast, we got rhythm, we can sing. All that is cool, but what gets downplayed is our intellectual aspect of ourselves. And go ahead.
So I was going to say, what if they reversed it, if a white person said that, you know, all black people are have a higher IQ and smarter than white people, but white people are physically stronger than black people. That's a racist comment. You look at that as a racist comment as well, right?
Say that one more time. They just said that black people had a better IQ.
Yeah, if a white person said that they feel that blacks have higher IQs than whites, but whites are more physically gifted than blacks, is that a racist comment? That's a question of both of y'all.
I mean, for me, it still is. It's not a negative connotation, but I still, based on it being racial or based on race, I would say it's a racist comment.
Roger.
Yeah, I don't know. I will have to think more about that.
So for you, Brother Ken,
because that's what they say. Remember, that's what they say about the Asians. You know, Asians are good in math. Asians have a higher IQ. You know, a lot of times people say Asians have a higher IQ and all that than everybody on the planet. So
basically what you're saying is any conversation like that, in your opinion, based off race, makes that person racist.
If it comes from a white person, yes.
Okay.
Because, again, like I said, they have the power to enforce any particular belief that they have. They have the backing. They can get on the phone and call the police and they'll react and with due diligence, you know, within a respectful time than if anybody else called.
Yeah, but we talking about two different acts, though.
Right, but no, that was just an example. I'm saying by them saying what they say, it means something because they do have the power, backed by a police force, a judicial system, and a government that will side with them over the word of a non-white person. So basically I'm saying by them using those words or that whatever phrase they would say based on race, it would be racist coming from them because they're the ones in power at this particular time.
Right. So if I ask you the question that for you, are blacks and whites equal on all playing fields, would you say yes or no?
I would say individually, yes. As a group, no. Hell no to the no. As a group, no, we're not on the same.
And break that down.
Break it down. Individually, you know, if we interact with another white person, individually, we're on the same field. Like, I can interact with that white person and, you know, individually we can have a camaraderie or we can whatever. We just have an individual. We're just one-on-one. But as a group, a group of black people and a group of white people, they have way more power than us. And we see it every day.
Let me rephrase my question. Saying in your opinion, are whites and blacks equal as far as physical makeup, mental makeup, in your opinion? We're not talking about society. Do you believe that we all on the same? We created equal. Do you believe that white people and black people are created equal on all levels?
No, I think it's I think everybody's different, and it's all based on the individual. To me. You know, it's all based on the individual. Now, I think, you know, there are a lot of differences in the way we move and interact with cosmos and with, you know, different elements. But, no, I don't think we are all the same like that. I think we're all humans. We bleed. We need air, food, and all that type of stuff, you know. But there are different attributes that each of us possess.
You're saying that you see differences, that there's some differences between white people and black people. But are any of those attributes in the white race greater than the same attributes in the black race and vice versa?
I don't know if I understand the question. Break it down for me. Break the question
down. You said each group has differences, different aspects or whatnot.
Right.
So in those differences, are the differences greater in white people and black people? So like, give me a different, when you said different aspect that we have. What white people got that black people don't have, or vice versa, as a whole, as a race?
Yeah,
so
as
like
a
the
group.
Way we were created. The way we create.
Right. Gotcha. Now, they have done studies on this. Y'all can probably look it up on Google. You know, when we're babies, black children tend to hold their head up faster as infants than white children. They tend to walk faster, you know, start walking faster than white children. So, you know, those are some things. That's just, you know, one small example as far as how we develop. I think black children physically develop faster as far as your, you know, your cognitive skills and the skills as far as walking faster than white kids. And that's documented. That's not, you know, racial or nothing. Black people tend to have more muscle definition. You get what I'm saying? Muscle definition, things like that.
So all this stuff that you're saying,
reflexes. Yeah.
You don't look at that as racist comments. You just look at those as facts.
Yeah, from my understanding, yeah, those are facts. That's just
Roger, would you agree with that? Would you agree that what Brother Kev is saying right now, those are not racist comments, those are facts?
I mean, I've never looked into that study to know. I never knew that, you know. So I would have to first believe that that's true, that that happens, you know.
Right.
I don't know. That's the first I've heard of it. That's interesting, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
the studies are online. You can look it up. The studies are online. Now, this is according to their study. So I'm not saying I did the study myself or nothing like that. I'm just saying I'm basing this information off a study that was done.
I wouldn't even really put me to go online and look all it up. I can do that, but I'd rather base my information and my opinion off of what I see, so I have to compare it myself.
So based off
I have
you,
to pay more attention.
Based off of what you
I haven't,
would you
I haven't paid attention. I haven't paid enough attention. I never even looked at it that way. So I don't know. You know, and I can't say
so
that I've been around many.
So if white people do that to the study and they say stuff like that, but when they say it, it's racist. But you saying when you say it, it's a known fact. But if white people do a study like that and generalize and put all black people in a box, because that's what you basically is doing.
But they didn't say all. I mean, we're using generalization. And if I'm not mistaken, this was a white university that did this study. You did what I'm saying, so
that means they racist.
It's based
off what you
it's
say.
Coming. Yeah, it's based on race.
So that makes that whole statement that you saying that's a whole, in your opinion, that's racist. But you agree with
that is. That is a study based on race that
we got both
that I agree.
White folks. That's based off race.
Yeah.
That's a racist comment that you agree with. That puts you in the category of being racist.
No, because I can't be racist. You can get another term, but I can't be racist. I can't be racist.
I look at it like you
but
saying
then, but
that
then,
you're not
then,
racist.
But then, you know what? I'm going to have to switch it up because I said it's the belief that one's race is superior and having the power to enforce that belief. So with that study, even though it was done by a white university, that may not be considered racist because it's not like they're saying that their particular race is superior. They're just doing research and giving the data. So y'all would have to backtrack on that. We still have to keep in mind it's saying that you know, one race is superior to another with the power to enforce it. So I would have to keep that in mind. But, I kind of get where you're going. Like, it could be a lot of different, you know, little nuances there where you could switch it up with a white person said that, you know, black people have the high IQ, is that still racist? But like I said, it has to be them shining a light or saying that they are superior and having the power to enforce it by mistreating, subjugating, and abusing people that they say is not white. You know what I'm saying? Or any type of reference or phrase or something that would denote that. Like Roseanne's comment, which is denoting to me, like I'm saying, to me it's implying, even though she didn't say that all black people were apes, but she was implying that black people were subhuman. Meaning from
I disagree with it.
That's why I think you like you taking one thing and then you it's like a train, like you taking one box car, then you attaching two or three other box cars to it. Instead of just looking at that one box car saying she made a comment about an individual. She didn't make a comment. Her comment was not about the black race. She made a comment about one person. She now, if she would have said the black race looks like monkey. Okay. Now, that's a crazy. Now, this still, I separate myself by saying that's not racist. She's stereotyping. Racist is when you say something. Like I said, from my definition, my opinion, being a racist is when you say something and you say it meaning that your race is more superior over another race. So basically saying the white race got a higher IQ than the black race. We're smarter. That's racist.
That's racist.
That's a racist comment. Because you feel that you are superior over black people. If you say that black people look like apes, that's not racist because you ain't backing that up with nothing of putting yourself over. Because we could turn right back and say, well, you look like, I don't know, fish or something. We just name calling. We just going back and forth calling each other names. But when you say that my race is more stronger than the white race is more stronger than the black race, or the black race is physically stronger than the white race, we can overtake them. That's saying that your race is superior. And that's and by
so
definition,
let me ask you a question.
By definition, that's racist.
Let me ask this question. So if we were to go back and it was a slave owner smacked one of his black slaves and said, get out of here, you ape.
Uh-huh.
Would that not be considered racist?
To y'all it would, but not to me.
Oh,
to me,
wow.
It's not racist. It is a, it's a, because what Baba said, well, I ain't going nowhere, you giraffe. I mean, you just name call. You said I look like an ape. So I mean, you just called me basically a name. Now you call me a nigger. We know that the word nigger means an ignorant person. You know, in
they
short.
I thought they called black people apes and monkeys.
They call us a lot, that's a fact.
Yeah.
They call us a lot of things and we call them stuff too. It's name calling.
But we don't have the power. That's the thing. The difference is we call them names, but we don't go out and lynch white people behind these names. The historical context is when they call us niggas and monkeys, somebody is getting lynched behind those a lot of times. So we can't compare. You know, we can't compare what we say.
The box call. Now you just added on the other box call of the act of going out here hanging people based
because
off of
skin.
Because
that's what followed from those terms. That's what followed from those terms. That's how it starts. They start with the playful terms. Oh, we just joking, calling you a monkey, ha, ha, ha. But then later on, you get hung back in the day or you get shot by the police and nobody goes to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So let me ask you this now.
Like, I'm not trying to make light. I'm not trying to make light, you know, by the way, of white people saying black people look like apes and monkeys. No, I ain't what I'm not making light of that situation either. I'm just saying that you saying that black people look like some apes to me don't show that it's not saying that the white race is superior. You know, because at the end of the day, really, all that name-calling stuff is just that. Y'all know my beliefs. We shouldn't even be around each other anyway. We should be separate anyway.
Right.
So I don't even feel like we should even be around them and even hear what they called us. We should
right,
be doing
I'm
our
you.
Own
like,
thing. They should be doing their own
thing. I'm with you. I'm with you. We shouldn't care what they think. I'm with you on that. But what I'm trying to say is the name calling is how everything starts. You know, it starts off as playful name calling, ha ha ha, making jokes. But then it turns into something more serious and people start losing their lives and getting their rights violated. Now, let me ask you this, because we've all seen the pictures of the dark face or black face. Shout out to Drake. Now, we all seen a picture of the blackface cartoons eating the watermelons and talking crazy like it's supposed to be a black person. Now, do you consider those images racist? That's for my brother Mufasa.
That's stereotypical.
You don't think that's racist?
No, it's stereotypical.
Oh, yeah. See, I think that was clearly racist back in the day. And those are the images that, like I say, they use to justify.
Because
you know
they're stereotyping that all black people like, okay, show them eating watermelons or chicken. You're stereotyping that all black people like watermelon and chicken. When they're putting on the black face, you're trying to emulate, you know what I'm saying, how black people are looking. You know, once we know that, hey, we come in all different shades and colors, you know what I'm saying, different hues or whatnot. So it's just
right.
It's still ignorant behavior that they was doing. You know
right,
what I'm
I
saying?
Disagree. They're
I
know, not
but
ignorant,
I understand where you're
not
coming from, knowing that there are levels. I feel you on that. Then, like you said, next level is something else. And so you can't.
Exactly.
We're kind of on the same page with that where I'm saying I understand level one.
Right, level one is just level one. Facts. That's
level
one.
Something else. That's why I'm not quick to always say that, what you just said was a level one, level and level two violation. I look at it like that was a level one violation.
Right.
But I know what a level two violation is.
Right.
You know, so that's why I ain't quick to call every little thing racist. And her saying that lady looked like, you know, the Planet of the Apes thing, that's level one to me. That ain't a racist act. It's an ignorant act. Yes. It's a, you know, very stupid and immature act. But it wasn't a racist
act. Real
quick. My opinion.
So if
we got four,
okay,
we got about 5 minutes left too, y'all.
Yeah,
I'm wondering if Roseanne apologized and said that if she would have known that Miss Jerry was black, she would not have said it. I wonder why, if she wasn't being racist.
Exactly. I mean, like I say, yeah, I
right,
think she clearly
she said that because she know it offended. Because it offended black people. That's why she said that. She know that
right.
Certain things offend black people. That still don't make it racist. It's just you are offended. She know that would be offensive to black people because we still in our feces about what we was called, these names we were called. We still in our feelings about that. So that's probably
right.
Why she
right,
said
being
that.
Being called
man,
ape and nigger and
yeah.
And monkey.
But let's keep it. Yeah. Yeah, let's
right.
Keep it all.
But not just that. The step two behind it. We was called these names, and some other things happened behind these names too, like level two, level three.
That's why she
denied,
knew. That's why she
knew
it would be offensive to a black person.
Right.
Say what?
Right. That's why what I want black people to understand is we got to get out of calling them ignorant or they didn't know no better. No, that's the trick bag. I think what she did was very calculated, and a lot of times these racist comments, people would be like, oh, they just ignorant. No, they're not. They know exactly what they're doing, They're doing it on purpose to get a rise out of folks and to display their true feelings. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's ignorant at all. I think it was well calculated. It was on code. Well, it was kind of off code because she kind of went too far, because if she would have stayed on code, it would have been a little more disguised. But she went off code and just put it out there, just called.
Yeah, she's
to say
talking
one
about
like,
other
hey.
Race.
Yeah, that's because she's
yeah,
ignorant, y'all.
She's talking
that's
about other
okay.
race.
That's because she's ignorant.
You say it's cold calculating and all that. No, she ignorant. She ain't that calculating and callous. And she was a dumb fool that dumb comedy. That's all it was. It was just, in her stupidity, she made an ignorant comment trying to get a laugh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what
show.
It boiled down to. It was a very ignorant yeah. comment to try to get a laugh. Because that's all they want is a joke. All they want is a laugh at the end of the day. That's what they do. And that's comedians on both sides. I see a lot of ignorance. Our comedians and their comedians are stupid stuff that's speaking. They know that they should say. But they push the issues and push the lines because, well, it's going to be, at the end of the day, it's funny. It's funny.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It just ain't no morals. No morals and values. And I still draw the line between knowing what's unethical and unmoral over a racist act. Because a racist act is her using her power to keep somebody outside of her race down. She just cracked a stupid joke on somebody. And backfired
right,
her and made her do such a show.
What it is.
And she had to come out and apologize.
Right. But that mentality, we don't know what she's thinking or what she could have been in a position.
Fact.
You know, Roseanne has a lot of power. You know, so we don't know based on how she thinks about that particular woman. She could be calling other black people apes and mistreating them for certain reasons that we don't know about. You know what I'm saying? So those type of, you know,
maybe
thoughts that she put down, we never know. I'm saying maybe not. We don't know, though.
That's
you know
a lot
what
of
I'm saying? We don't know.
Up.
Yeah, but the fact that she said that would lean me towards it. Okay, she may be thinking of other black people in a certain way. You know,
I'll tell y'all this,
too.
I'll tell y'all this. One day y'all going to have, if y'all haven't done it, y'all going to have to hang around some white trash people. And you get a bunch of low-class black people and white people together, and you should just listen to the conversation. Some of this stuff we call racist, they say it like it ain't nothing. I've been seeing white folks call each other the N-word.
I have,
you know
too.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, I have too.
It is.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to handle that.
Ignorant,
but we got about 2 minutes left. And, yes, it's been another great build. It's Collective Minds Radio. Thanks to all the listeners, supporters. It's your host, Brother Kev, with Rigel Starr and Mufasa Ra. And, we got a couple minutes left, so join us next week, next Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yeah.
We'll come with another powerful
build. Yeah, we'll find something else to beat each other up over.
indeed, no doubt. It's been real, y'all. See y'all next week. Peace.
Right. Jesus not real, don't obey me. The money not real, don't obey me. The jury not real, don't obey me. You niggas not real, don't obey me. And Jesus not real, don't obey me. The money not real, don't obey me. Jerry not real, don't obey. You niggas not real, don't obey, don't obey. And I ain't never been no goofy as you cry.
crazy.
Is you crazy?
I pull up in that coupe, who wanna race me?
Wanna race me?
And all my jewelry real, don't debate me.
Don't debate me.
I rock the biggest funk, don't debate me.
Don't debate me.
And all my legends jump. Don't debate, don't debate. And I ain't nothing like the man, don't debate, don't debate. My album from the motherland, don't debate,
don't debate.
I hit your city with my queens and get wavy.
Yeah.
And I'm self-made.